Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're working on getting Steve Ostrowski on the show. We're having a little technical difficulty there. But in the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march. And one of the things I want to talk about today, I still want to talk about technology. But I want to talk about what I see happening out there across the country and what I recommend that you think about for your own business, especially with regard to technology. You know, I remember when technology was my Underwood 5 typewriter, and I know that sounds like, you know, I walked to school uphill both ways in the snow. Some of you don't even know what a manual typewriter is, but you know, my technology was a ballpoint pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter, and that's the truth. But it was technology, and we managed. Somehow we managed to get things done in those days. You know, we actually did business. We actually made a living and accomplished things and created products and sold them and delivered them and built for them and collected our money, and life was good. It was simpler, too, in those days. A lot simpler. And businesses relied heavily on human beings. More and more of the stuff that was done, more and more of the jobs, of the tasks, of the management of information was done by humans. You know, even the automation part of a business. You know, I remember the card, what did they call them, card readers? Card key punch, that's what it was. Key punch people in the data processing. They called it, in those days, the IT people were called data processing. And even the people who processed the technology to make it accept the information and process the information, even the input of a lot of that stuff had to be done manually. And so there were human beings everywhere. Today, there are still human beings everywhere. But what human beings aren't doing as much of anymore is processing the technology, processing the information, I should say, and we're using the technology. We're inputting information, right? Of course, like a sale, somebody has to punch that in. Somebody has to hit an icon or type in a number or type in a name or somebody has to fill out a form. It has to originate somewhere. Of course, I guess when you go to the grocery store, they scan it in, right? So that's, but still a human being does that. And even if you go to, you know, this is a pretty good example. Go to a grocery store, and there are places in grocery stores where you don't even have to have somebody to check you out. You walk up to the thing yourself, and you scan it and put it back in your basket, and you give the machine your credit card, and you're out of there. There is talk of, but still, you are the human being who has to do that. There's talk of, I've heard about the technology where you push your buggy, you know, into a scanner, so to speak, and it scans everything all at once and gives you your bill. But still, you know, but the point to note there is that when you go from where there was somebody punching in all those numbers in a computer into a cash register, which I remember, to what we have now, where everything is scanned and not too many people punching anything, except maybe the code number for the onions, you know, to determine how much per pound to charge you for the onions. Other than that, it's technology. Humans aren't doing that much of the technology anymore, and aren't managing that much of the information. We use the information, we use the technology to manage the information that helps us buy and sell and deliver and collect. And so, what does all that mean for you and me and our small businesses? Well, today, small business owners have power, technological power, in the form of software and hardware that allows you to become more competitive, allows you to move faster, to manage information better, to manage information faster, to know things quicker, and to be able to assemble and cross-reference the information and present it in graphic form, in report form, in a way that gives you the same power. I'll say almost the same power as any of your huge businesses that are in your industry, the people you may compete against, or the people that you do business with, the large companies you do business with. You have that capability in front of you right now. You have it available to you. Some of it, incredibly, is free. Maybe you know some of these. I mean, remember the first time somebody introduced you to a great piece of software and you said, how much is this? And they said, it's free. Well, some of it is, and some of it is not expensive. Some of it is, you know, $30 a month. Some of it may be $10,000, you know, depending on the application and the value that it delivers for you. But it's still incredible power. And so what more and more of us are doing today is we're spending per dollar of production, per dollar of sales, more and more small businesses are spending more on technology and less on payroll. Now, this is a good thing for a number of reasons. Number one, you know, it's for most of us, managing people is not our strong suit. It's not what we're really good at. And so if we have fewer people to manage, that's good for us. Payroll comes with extra expenses, right? And a lot of extra requirements, like withholding tax, income tax that of course the employee pays, but then you've got the payroll tax that you have to split with them. You pay half, they pay half, but all of it has to be withheld by you and remitted to the government. So when you can hold down payroll, when you can increase your sales volume, increase your productivity, increase your profitability without increasing payroll, without increasing the number of people who work with you, this is a good thing for your business. And there's the human side to this. We'll talk about this on the other side of these messages. Don't worry. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives and the articles, all the other good stuff that we do here. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog. You can check out the Brain Trust members, on and on. Lots of stuff there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, you can podcast our shows. Also, check out our knowledge base, which we're very proud of. It's new this year. The first website I gave you, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is 10 years old now. Got a brand new baby, askjim.biz. That's our knowledge base. That's a 2007 model, and it's what we got answers waiting on your questions. So check it out, and no barrier to entry on either one of our sites. If you can get there, we'll let you in and use it to your advantage. It's just you and me. I'm talking about technology and getting an understanding of technology. And those of you who are already out there, you're already in business, you're already, you know, you're a mature company, you've been doing this for a while. If you're surviving already, if you're still, you know, thriving in the marketplace, then you know what I'm talking about. You're already doing what I'm talking about with regard to technology. You're already adopting technology and realizing that you're doing more sales today, probably, depending on what business you're in, you're doing more sales today than with fewer employees or no more employees than you did 5 years ago or so. And it's because of technology. When I think about the things that we do here in my shop, the different ways that we manage information, that we assemble things, that we create new things because of technology. And you know, we haven't grown, we've grown our opportunity significantly over the years, but we've barely grown our employee roles. And so I told you that I talk about the human side of this. A lot of people are saying, but wait a minute, you know, machines are taking over the jobs of humans. We can't let that happen. No, you know, what kind of a world is this coming to? Well, let me tell you something, folks. The world is coming to, let me tell you about the reality. The reality is, if you're a small business owner, you've got every one out of every four small business owners has a vacancy that they can't fill. There's nobody to fill that job. Certainly not there's no person qualified to fill the job. At a maximum, you know, there might not be anybody, depending on where you are. There are over 2 million jobs that are going unfilled in the United States right now. So you know, it's not hurting anybody. It's not taking any jobs away from somebody, like we thought back in the 70s, perhaps. When you buy technology, when you add technology to your business, you're not costing anybody a job. In fact, what you're doing is you're solidifying, you're strengthening the possibility that somebody will have a job. Because you're making your company stronger. You know, that's my goal. My goal is not to, I don't have any obligations to a person that I might hire in the future. But I have obligations to the people that I have working for me right now. And my obligation to them is to make sure they got a place to come to work tomorrow. And if being and if it requires that I acquire more technology in order to do that, if being able to be competitive in the marketplace, to be able to run with the big guys, to be able to you know, to sit on the porch with the big dogs and do business with them, or at least hold my own with them, if what it takes for me to do that means that I got to automate, I have to buy more technology, I have to focus on technology rather than hiring another person. And that's what keeps me in business. That's what keeps bread on my table and bread on my employees' table. And that's what it takes to serve my customers. That's what I'm going to do. So if you're in the 21st century in small business, if you're a small business owner in the 21st century, and you're not embracing technology, you're not, and I'm not just talking about buying another computer. I'm talking about applications. I'm talking about solutions. I'm talking about ways that you can make sure that you can run just a little bit faster, that you can process knowledge a little bit faster, or you can be a little bit farther ahead of where you were before in terms of knowing something and understanding how your business fits into the marketplace. If you aren't in a position to do that, then you're falling behind a little bit. Maybe a lot. And I'm going to say this, folks. If you're not embracing and growing with technology, if you're not hooking up with the best technologies possible out there, you're not going to make it in the 21st century. You will not be successful. You will fail, in my opinion. Now there are a few exceptions to that, I admit, but very few. It's like maybe less than 1%. Of all of us out there who you know, there are a few little wrinkles out there, but even many of those people who aren't using technology maybe to create their products, perhaps, if they're using classic type products like candles or something like that, they're selling it on over technology, over the internet, aren't they? So think about that, folks. Use technology, develop it. It'll save you payroll, it'll make you faster, it'll make you more successful. In fact, it's not an option, folks. It's a requirement in the 21st century. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.